Now, people often ask me how it is that Rod got down from his Chicago home to his new home in Springfield. And I'll tell you, weren't by rail and it weren't by car. It's Rod. It went by horse. That's right. Rod saddled his favorite white horse and rode it down south through the Yellow Plains of Illinois. Through the farmers growing their corn, through the small towns with the small movie theaters and the fine people of Illinois smiling and waving at him. Now there were rattlesnakes along the way, but Rod knew to wear another boot. Sure, there was a black-hatted man looking at to give a man some trouble, but Rod didn't bring his guns because Rod had a way of resolving problems using words. Rod sure did look good riding down through Illinois on his favorite white horse, white as dyed silk. At least that's what the ladies tell me. That he looked good.
Ride, 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 ride on down to Springfield. You fill your people full of pride.
Now Rod rode swift and Rod rode right, but he stopped along the way to speak to the people that going to represent, and he listened to him because he wanted to understand the problems.
Ride, 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 ride on down to Springfield. You fill your people full of pride.
Now, I ain't a wise man, but Rod pulled up to Springfield. There was something to his smile. One could tell that things were gonna be different under Rod. He was gonna do what was right for the people of Illinois. And he wiped the dust off his boots and he smiled broadly. And he took his rightful seat at the desk of the governor.